It shows what went down, taking our drone down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Air Force video released this morning showing a Russian fighter jet dumping fuel on the drone, then colliding with it, sending it into the Black Sea.
I'm not so sure there's an accident. I don't really believe in coincidences on things like this. You know, my understanding is those Russian jets were harassing our drone that was operating lawfully.
And Republican Congressman Nick LaLota on the Homeland Security Committee tells Fox,
the president should first get an apology from the Russians. Second, he should get our $32 million back.
That's how much the drone cost. It's now thousands of feet underwater. And while Russia's trying to recover it, the U.S. says there's not much left and no sensitive intelligence to get. North Korea has done it again, launching a third missile test this week. This time a long-range one, while continuing to condemn U.S. and South Korean military exercises as a nuclear weapons and sanctions standoff endures with North Korea. And there's another nuclear concern, this one out of Libya.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says 10 drums of uranium they expected to find during an inspection in Libya were no longer there. This kind of uranium can't immediately be used to produce energy or a nuclear bomb, but a nation or organization with the right resources could refine the material to weapons grade over time.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Now something else the coronavirus pandemic's being blamed for.
A report from the National Center for Health Statistics says maternal deaths in 2021 rose to their highest rate in nearly 60 years, and rates among black women are more than twice as high as white women. Cardiovascular issues are also cited as a big reason for maternal deaths. Experts believe COVID-19 was the main driver of the 2021 spike, with healthcare disruptions and disparities adding to the situation.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In an hour, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen plans to testify at a Senate hearing U.S. banking system is sound. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
The U.S.-Russian clash in the sky over the Black Sea, where an American drone was downed, adds even more tension to what's happening in Ukraine, where it's the 13th month of Russia's invasion.
Ukrainians remain defiant, with steel in their spines and courage in their veins, and they have the broad support of the United States and the international community.
Top U.S. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he met with our allied countries supporting Ukraine. Now, Poland is going to do something to help that the U.S. has not yet, planning to grant Ukraine's urgent request for fighter jets. Poland will provide a dozen Soviet-made warplanes. Four of the MiGs will be handed over in the coming days, the rest later. This not long after the U.S. and our allies agreed to send tanks to help fight Russia. More than 2 years after the riot at the U.S. Capitol, January 6, 2021, with Trump supporters hoping to block President Biden's election certification, the Justice Department is planning more charges against as many as 1,200 more people.
The prediction, contained in a letter sent by the U.S. attorney overseeing the investigations into January 6th to the chief D.C. federal judge. So far, at least 1,000 people have been arrested in connection with the Capitol attack. It's not known how many of those who might still be charged would face misdemeanor and how many would face felony charges. More than 500 people have so far entered guilty pleas related to January 6th, and more than 50 others have been convicted. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Ahead of the Treasury Secretary's testimony next hour, following the failures of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks, stock futures down on Wall Street more than 100 points for the Dow. In 3 hours, the NCAA men's basketball tournament goes into full March Madness gear. There are 16 games today, 16 more tomorrow. Last night, the last two spots were filled in the 64-team bracket. Arizona State routed Nevada 98-73, FDU top Texas Southern 84-61 in the final first four games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. The Maine Library, in conjunction with Urbana's Wesley Food Pantry, starting a food pantry free to students. The pantry, which began a month ago, located in a small hallway between the Maine Library's Orange Room and the Writer's Workshop. It'll provide various types of food, from chips to beef jerky to Kansas soup. The cramped lobby at Ransell Township High School enlarged as part of a two-phase project that will later include expansion to the north. School board this week approving a $2.2 million bid from Petri Kuhn Company Champaign for the lobby that will encompass the main floor, second-story loft area, and basement. Illinois Supreme Court deciding whether eliminating cash bail is constitutional in the state. State Supreme Court heard arguments from lawyers over the controversial provision of the Landmark Safety Act. A Kankakee judge ruling in December that removing cash bail is unconstitutional. A decision from the justices could take several months. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Appreciate that. Our weather this morning being brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
So I just went to urbanaparks.org. The Sunday morning bird walks are back, and they're between 7:30 and 9 a.m. at the Anita Purvis Nature Center. You're walking through Busey Woods, which has those wood planks.
Yeah,
it's elevated. Yeah. It's so great. And you have people from the Audubon Society pointing out different birds. You bring in your binoculars. It's cool. If you want more information, it's urbanaparks.org.
Meteorologist Greg Solier, chilly weather for this first day of March Madness in the standpoint of Illinois. We play at 3:30 today in Des Moines, Iowa. Gregory, what do you got for us in Central Illinois today, partner?
Well, in Central Illinois, we're watching rain and shower activity blossom quickly in the radar. Springfield, a little southwest of about Peoria, and scattered from there on westward. It'll be filling in scope, coverage, and intensity here over the course of the afternoon in particular, but would rule out, obviously, some shower activity here over the next probably couple of hours. So mid to late morning, yeah, we'll be in the neighborhood and expand from there. 42 Willard in Savoy, 39 at Rantoul, 45 down over at Danville, and if you are inclined to be out there or heading out towards Des Moines. 48 degrees, some rain across the area right now, but they do have some wind-related issues as the day wears on. First out of the south and out of the west may hit 40 to 50 miles per hour. A little rain over to snow as well later on tonight and first thing tomorrow. So heads up accordingly. Here, shower activity this morning. Rain this afternoon, 53 and a south wind, 20 to 30. And gusty periods of rain tonight will turn windy, colder. Winds will shift westerly after midnight down to 33. Tomorrow, windy, colder. Slap in the face at 39. A little snow, rain mixture in a couple of spots for the morning, but we'll get into some afternoon sun. Clotting up and a couple of snowflakes of the air Saturday. A cold high won't top freezing at 29, 36 on Sunday, but 18 to start off the day. But then moderation next week. Springtime arrives Monday afternoon at 44, 50 to 55 on highs. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're dry there and a little more Springfield, but rain back in the forecast next Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms up near 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5. We had mentioned our Stever. The program where I give you my money, you spend it at a good business. Today's good business is Greenview. Skyler Pumphrey is in studio. How are you, young man?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good to have you here in our studio.
He's the landscape maintenance manager for Greenview. Yeah. How long have you worked there?
So I've worked for Greenview for just over a year now. I started last March, and I took over this position in July last year.
All right, today's offer, 250 square foot of wow. We're talking a flower bed with mulch, and you're going to plant 30-ish plants. You're going to beautify somebody. And if you're interested, all you have to do to have a shot at this is text in Greenview, 217-359-2255. So what kind of plants are you going to put down here?
So ideally, we're going to put in some low-maintenance perennials that have years of beauty in your yard. We want to come up with an aesthetic solution that's beautiful, but also something easy and functional to keep in your property.
I'm paying for this, people. I'm paying for this.
That's what is right.
Yeah. Okay, so Greenview, not only can you beautify, but you
and
can make...
And the flower beds. With
all this stuff. You can mow my grass. You can do my maintenance. You can build me a pergola. You can... What don't you do?
There's basically nothing we can't build outside, but you know, the main thing is we design it from the start with an architect, we build it, and we maintain it for years to come.
Yeah.
You know, we do every service you can possibly think of. When you think outdoor living space, when you think fire pit, when you think kitchen, when you think water feature, that's Greenview. We do all of that.
Like a koi koi fish?
We do a koi pond. We build waterfalls. We're actually working on a waterfall in Champaign County right now. It's a 5-foot-tall, 6-foot-wide.
I want that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I want that.
All natural stone.
And it's really thoughtful. Is it Johanna that does the landscape architecture? I mean, not just design.
She's actually an architect.
She's an architect, yeah. She went to the University of Illinois, and she has to do a lot of education to keep up with that. She is very good at her job.
So she's going to know what's going to grow well in this kind of lighting and, you know, what looks good and have that graduated kind of look where it's smaller in the front, taller in the back, all that.
Yeah, Johanna will help you choose the plants based on, you know, the environment, but as well she can help you come up with a theme, you know, whether that's a modern style American garden or whether or not that's, you know, an English style garden, or do you want something more... like the Magnolia Network on HGTV.
Yeah.
You know, she can help you come up with that.
No, everybody would like it. It's just getting from A to Z and figuring out the costs and all the things that go with it. But if you say you want a beautiful yard, 100% say sure.
Absolutely.
To get there, and some people are do-it-yourselfers, and then they go on vacation 3 weeks later, the weeds are 3 feet tall.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can help with all that. Maybe you need routine maintenance all year. We can help with that. Maybe you're gone for vacation. You just need a little bit of help for 3 weeks. We do that too.
Yeah.
But the main thing is too, when we design it, we're going to install it with intentions to make it easy for you. We're not going to put in something you can't maintain.
Just to be clear, no matter what you do, I still have to water something, right?
Yes, it's very likely.
Just checking
to
make sure nothing changed, or I could take a fat pill at night and all that kind of thing. Just making sure.
Greenview is doing it all, though. When it comes to making your home feel larger, these outdoor living spaces, Skylar, let's talk about, you know, even like pretty much an outdoor kitchen or of sorts can be designed.
Yes, absolutely. And think about this. When you have people over in the summer, do you want to have to clean your whole house just to have them come over? No, you want to have them come outside. You don't have to clean anything. You cook everything. Everything's done outside. It just makes it so you have a whole nother room to your house that you didn't have to enclose.
Well, and it's just so great to have that family time outside gathered around the fire. And your energy bills ended up being lower if you just keep it outside.
You know, everybody wants to have the house where all the kids actually want to stay there and their friends come over.
Yeah.
And that's something
right.
you can do. I mean, people don't necessarily want to stay inside in the summer. They want to enjoy their space.
And that adds value to your home, too, when you have an awesome backyard like this.
A properly landscaped home can add up to 150% on your investment towards your home. It can have a really good return on investment.
All right, Skylar, we appreciate you coming by the brand new studios in Philo, Illinois. Nice of you to make the sojourn. Again, here is your offer today, my friends. 250 square foot of beautification. It's a flower bed, but they'll put the plants in. They'll, you know, work with you on that. I figured it out on my calculator. It's like 15 feet by 15 feet, 25 feet by 10 feet, roughly. So that's a pretty good space.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's like, bam, look at that curb appeal.
Yeah.
And if you've already got a bed established without plants in it, you know, we would just put more plants in that. We wouldn't charge you for the labor to create a bed. If you already have a space in mind, we can fill that space too.
Huh. Well, and you can figure out the native and low maintenance plantings for the person according to how much time they have. Like for me, I need something that's pretty durable. I would do like a bunch of cactus or something that don't need water.
Yeah, I mean, thing is, I can give you advice on what you should plant, but also take into account what you want there. Is purple your favorite color? I'll get purple flowers in there. Blue's your favorite color? I'll make it happen.
Love it.
Okay, Skylar, we appreciate you. So, folks, if you want me to pay for a $500 little bed that you will love and could be the focal point of the entry to your house, whatever it is, awesome. All you do is text in 217-359-2255. If you are a member of Stever, you are eligible. If you're not, join.
Right.
Because we cross-check them. So if you text in and you're not in the club, you're not in the club. You're kind of on the outside looking in.
Too bad.
Darn.
So if you're thinking Greenview sounds awesome, you'd like to talk with Chet and Lori and the team, you know, when we talk with Gwen and Tom, what they've established at Greenview is just so great. It's 586-1112 or greenview.com. But are you looking to increase your team coming into a busy spring and summer?
Absolutely. We're always hiring good people. And the thing about Greenview, it's not a job. I can give you a career. I'm going to train you. I'm going to bring you in. We're going to give you yearly raises. We're going to pay you based on the production you get done. In addition to that, we have all the benefits, more benefits than almost any landscaping company around.
Nice.
401k, dental, vision, health insurance, HSA, cell phone plan for the company. We really try to take care of the guys.
Awesome.
Well, listen. So,
and, you know, if people like working outside and being creative like that, Greenview can do that for you.
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming in, Skylar. How can people reach you, reach Greenview, if they wanted to apply or just wanted information on landscaping?
Yeah, if you go to greenview.com, we've got all the resources there for you. You can reach out to us on an online submission for landscape, or as well, there's a jobs tab where you can find the careers we have available to you. And we're always hiring good people. If you're looking for a change of pace, you're stuck in a dead-end job, but you feel like you could be doing something a little bit more, We can help you. We really have the right work for you.
Hey, thanks for coming in, partner.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Go Illini.
Go Illini.
Go Illini.
Skylar Pumphrey from Greenview. If you want to get a chance at this $500 flower bed that I'm paying for, yeah, I know, 217-359-2255 to have a shot at that. It's NCAA basketball time, Brad Underwood.
Yeah, excited to be here. It's always a terrific thing to be playing this time of year. Excited to take on a very, very good Arkansas team. Arkansas is a team that had a great year. They got a great coach, Derek Musselman. They're a team that is electric in terms of their athleticism. I think in a lot of ways we're similar in the fact that we both had a lot of youth, some new guys that have been in the program. Muscle has done a great job, obviously, a couple of Elite Eights since his arrival there. Excited about the opportunity, excited about the new season, which is the NCAA tournament, and excited to be a part of it.
All right, so it's showtime, 345, 340, 345. The Illini will be up 8 by then, so don't miss it.
So good luck to our Illini. The women, unfortunately, Mississippi State came out on top 70-56 yesterday. So Shauna Green, what an excellent record with 22-10. Nobody's disappointed. Of course, we wanted to go on. Sure. They out-rebounded us 47-28, but we had three Illini scoring in double figures, and we're real proud of the season. Extra innings as Indiana State beat Illinois in baseball yesterday for the home opener 7-3. They've got SIU coming up, and they'll play that in Boonesville, Mississippi. We had Valparaiso go down. The Illinois softball team shutting them out 9-0 yesterday, and they've got a game against Western that was canceled recently. All this tricky spring weather that our Illini is facing. But again, the big headline is number 9, Illinois, taking on number 8, Arkansas, at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa. It's at 3:30. And you can watch some of the games at Pia's. Oh, Pia's tomorrow for St. Patty's Day, with all kinds of different corned beef and cabbage nachos, or Irish nachos, I guess you can say, and just all kinds of stuff going on for the NCAA tournament, plus the green beans and hats and t-shirts and stuff at Pia's this weekend.
I might have had a flaw in my theory with Des Moines.
Okay.
Could be a problem. I said you can't have an S that you say and win in Des Moines. So Kansas, obviously a problem. Arkansas, even though it sounds like a W din, it's a Illinois is good, but Howard plays Kansas, a 16 and a 1. I don't think Howard would win, but that could throw a wrinkle into my theory.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm pretty much sure that my theory that you can't have an S in your name that sounds like
gotcha.
An S.
Gotcha.
Illinois would breeze into the Sweet 16.
Right.
That's what I got.
Okay.
That's what I've concocted.
Get those brackets done before 11, and lots of different pool in the office and around town with your friends. It's just a fun time of year.
It is indeed. Our weather brought to you by Mattex.
Mattex reminds you they have all kinds of great spring offerings, plumbing. You can get that knocked out. Any kind of projects you got, MattexService.com.
Check your weather. Be right back. Fox Business Minute coming up next. It is 8:19 in Champaign-Urbana.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign-Urbana is Saturday, and another wet weather system to take aim at our neck of the woods. Another late-season storm for the upper Midwest and parts of the northern plains, and another one expected to roll in our neck of the woods for late next week with more wind-driven rainfall. Not much in the way of any significant snow, thank goodness, but certainly some colder days ahead. Not today, 53 and a strengthening south wind, but rains will be breaking out in shower fashion this morning. Steady stuff for the afternoon. A windy night tonight, turning colder, 33. South south winds turn to the west. Periods of rain. For the day tomorrow, windy and colder. Rain, snow mix in spots for the morning. Afternoon sun, the high to about 39. Weekend forecast, Saturday, windy, much colder. A couple of snow showers or flurries around. High just 29. We're into the mid-30s on Sunday with a partly sunny sky. 44 the first day of springtime on Monday. Heading towards 50 to 55 Tuesday and Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms late next week and a hint of early springtime with highs late next week close to 60 degrees. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Initial jobless claims falling more than expected from last week, dropping to 192,000. That's down from 211,000 and below the estimated 205,000 claims that were anticipated. Meantime, continuing jobless claims also fell from 1.72 million to 1.68 million. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. banking system remains sound. She's set to speak before the Senate Finance Committee today. In written testimony, Yellen says Americans can feel confident about their deposits in the wake of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. And Credit Suisse will borrow roughly $54 billion from the Swiss National Bank to strengthen its liquidity. Credit Suisse Group coming off a rough round of trading yesterday. Shares down by as much as 30% after reporting its largest loss last month since the 2008 financial crisis. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Matt Napolitano, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Well, congratulations, Busey, recognized among America's best banks in for 2023 by Forbes. Second consecutive year, the organization has been recognized on this prestigious list. They ranked 26th overall. First, Busey was once again the top-ranked bank headquartered in Illinois. Only two other banks in the state were included in this year's list. In addition to being among America's best banks, Busey also honored to be recognized in Illinois as the best place to work. And in Florida, among the best companies to work for. Busey Wealth Management has also been named to Pensions and Investments Best Places to Work in Money Management list. And the organization named among the best banks to work for in the United States by American Banker. From exceeding the needs of customers and colleagues to serving our communities, Busey Associates have shown unmatched dedication to our pillars for more than 150 years. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help. 800-67-BUSEY, or you can visit busey.com. Member FDIC. Happy to see Amber Oberheim in our studio. Amber, how are you?
Welcome.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Tell me about Peacemaker Project. Well, people might not know about that, but so why don't you just tell the new listeners?
Of course. So Peacemaker Project 703 is a nonprofit that my girls and I started in honor of my husband, Chris. Chris was a police officer who worked in Champaign, and he was on duty on May 19th of 2021. And unfortunately, he was shot and killed that night. And so in response to that, my girls and I have created this organization to help officers and their families through things like community outreach, reform, and education.
It's hard to explain what families go through, right? I mean, it's very difficult to know the stresses and the worries and the things that come to being a law enforcement officer, official. I mean, it's a tricky, tough deal. Oh. And you guys went through the ultimate hard. It was terrible.
Yeah,
and we all feel the whole community still mourns for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a process. It's not something we went through. It's something that we're going through.
Yeah, right. You know? Your girls are doing okay?
You know what? My girls are awesome. They are resilient. They are strong. They are they're amazing. Yeah. I don't know what I would do without them.
Well, Amber, tell me about what you have coming up people can be part of.
Yeah, so we're super excited about this event. It's the second year that we've done it. It's Battle of the Badges, and it's a hockey game. And we've got Champaign Police and Champaign Fire squaring off on the ice on March 25th at the U of I Ice Arena. Puck drop is at 6 o'clock. And if you were there last year, you know that that place was packed. It was packed.
I didn't know so many people knew how to skate.
It was, right? So many police officers and firefighters.
Right. Do they know how to skate, or are they just out there?
Oh, no.
They're like, good.
They can play.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think that would be a comedy element to this. No, they're not very good skaters, but maybe they
But
are.
No, they're actually legitimately pretty darn
So it's a pretty good match, game, whatever you call hockey.
It is.
Wow.
It is.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Oh, the crowd is great. And we've got a lot of things this year planned for crowd involvement as well. So we actually have we have two of the younger teams coming in. So we have the Champaign-Urbana Chiefs, the 8U team will be, they have a 5-minute scrimmage in between periods.
I bet they're pretty good at it
and
too.
And the 10U team. Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. And we've got all kinds of fun things planned. And it's just a great family event. It's something that you can bring the whole family to. We've got raffles and 50-50, mm-hmm. and we've got chuck-a-puck, which is one of my favorite things. So we...
What am I chucking a puck? How's that work?
Yeah, so you buy pucks, okay. and they all actually have the 703 on them this year. So we bought 500 of them, and during one of the intermissions, everyone from the stands will chuck a puck, and they have a number on the backside, and the number is recorded with your name. And the person that ends up with their puck closest to, like, center ice...
Oh, no kidding.
...wins a prize.
That's like curling or something. Curling without the guy brushing the ice.
Right,
You have to calculate how much it'll slide.
Yes.
That's fun.
I did really it last fun. Year. I was terrible, but it was fun. Yes.
Well, can you buy more than one puck?
Yes.
So you buy 20 pucks and you get real good at it. Then you help them raise more money.
Yeah.
Right?
Then you've got more opportunity to win.
That's so fun.
I like that you're honoring Jerry Schweihart. Talk about how that came to be.
Yes. So Jerry, from what I know about Jerry was a really wonderful man.
Yeah, he was.
And
he
committed so much of his life and his career to serving and protecting in Champaign mm-hmm. and Champaign County. And so when he passed away, his family reached out to me and asked me if they could have a memorial and donate that to Peacemaker Project 703.
Wow.
And I resisted and eventually let them win. And I felt as though it was such an honor for them to think of us and what we're doing. And so I'm very excited to be able to honor Jerry that night. And I believe his wife and his daughter will
awesome.
Be there. And so I'm super excited about
that. I used to call him up and have him go, thank you very much. Because he could sound like Elvis. Uh-huh. He really could. And then I used to, one time I called him and I said, Jerry, last night the city council, he's the mayor, mm-hmm. I said, the city council talked about cats for 2 hours. I'd quit. I just quit. I mean, we're not talking about cats for 2 hours.
Right.
He's
not only known for his police officer, but Champaign's
mayor.
For,
yeah. He was a wonderful man. And Bonnie Blair, the fastest speeder. He was part of all that.
Yeah, so, our favorite speeder.
Our favorite speeder.
We all had the bumper stickers back in the 80s for that.
Yes.
So great that Jerry Schweihart is being honored. This event is happening again, U of I Ice Arena, on March 25th. Doors open at 5, national anthem at 6. And talk about the puck drop.
Yeah, so our honorary puck dropper this year is none other than Jeff Creel. And I'm super excited that he accepted that responsibility. I'm going to tell him to research the way to drop a puck because I didn't know what I was doing last year.
There's a way to drop a puck?
Apparently, yes.
You just drop a puck.
Well, but I kind of put a little arch on it. Like it was a jump ball in basketball or something. That's not the way you do it.
Never knew it.
Right.
Never knew it.
So, but yes, he will be there, and we're super excited. My girls and I always love an opportunity to see Jeff and his family. They're amazing people.
How can we find out more information?
So you can go to www.peacemakerproject703 mm-hmm. and find some more information about the hockey game. You can find Peacemaker Project 703 on Facebook or Instagram. We'll be blasting out more advertising and a little bit of video footage from some of the players. And, you know, if you didn't know, police and fire, they kind of like to talk a lot of smack.
I see. Well, who won last year?
Did you have to ask that question, Diane?
Maybe I shouldn't have.
The Fire guys won last year.
Was it good game?
It was a good game. Okay. They won by more than two goals, maybe more than three.
So now the part of the police recruiting is going to have to be, do you play hockey, right?
Yes.
You get a former college hockey player, then you're golden.
They're going to have to step up their game.
Amber Oberheim, thank you for coming. And know that the community still mourns, still prays for you. We're supportive of you and your efforts. Yes. What you've done is wonderful to help others. And we're in your corner, and we hope a lot of people come March 26th.
25th.
I'd have missed it by a day. 25th is the Saturday at the Ice Arena.
Right.
And get there early.
Yes, because there are food trucks this year as well. So we have some food trucks that'll be outside. They'll be there at 4 o'clock. We're super excited. We're adding lots of fun stuff, and we can't wait to see everybody's faces.
So just go to Peacemaker Project 703 for details.
Thank you, Amber. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
ESPN 93.5. We're going to come right back. We got an amazing dog in the studio. We're going to tell you about that.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Video of a Russian fighter jet clipping a U.S. military drone's propeller over the Black Sea is declassified and made public. The Russians claim there was no contact.
Stills were also released showing the MQ-9 propeller intact, a second showing the propeller damaged. Pilots say the strike was probably not deliberate. The Pentagon says the aggressive flying certainly was.
Fox's Mike Tobin. There are Russian ships in the area where the drone went down. Preliminary numbers show it fell last year, but maternal death rate in the United States in 2021 was the highest since 1965, according to the final federal figures.
Maternal death rates are higher in the U.S. than in any other high-income country, and rates among Black women are more than twice as high as white women. Experts believe COVID-19 was the main driver of the 2021 spike.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the 2021 maternal death rate, 33 per 100,000 live births. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Supreme Court deciding whether eliminating cash bail is constitutional in the state. State Supreme Court heard arguments from lawyers over the controversial provision of the Landmark Safety Act. Kankakee County judge ruled in December removing cash bail is unconstitutional. Two suspects wanted in a shooting that killed a pregnant Decatur woman and wounded a 4-year-old last week in custody. Police say Matavius Anderson and the 15-year-old arrested in Champaign, a 17-year-old arrested last Friday, all three taken into custody after Janiah Thomas shot and killed last Wednesday in a Decatur home. Governor is touting another Illinois credit upgrade. Moody's Investor Service Business upgrading Illinois bonds to an A3. It's the second major rating agency to return Illinois' credit to the A category. Action also represents the 8th upgrade in less than 2 years under the governor. It follows 8 downgrades under the previous administration. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Again, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, and Van Anvis Saturday, and another wet weather system to take aim at our neck of the woods. Another late season storm for the upper Midwest and parts of the northern plains, and another one expected to roll in our neck of the woods for late next week with more wind-driven rainfall. Not much in the way of any significant snow, thank goodness, but certainly some colder days ahead. Not today, 53 and a strengthening south wind, but rains will be breaking out in shower fashion this morning. Steady stuff for the afternoon. A windy night tonight, turning colder at 33. South winds turn to the west, periods of rain. For the day tomorrow, windy and colder. The rain snow mix and spots for the morning. Afternoon sun, the high about 39. Weekend forecast Saturday, windy, much colder. A couple of snow showers or flurries around, high just 29. We're into the mid 30s on Sunday with a partly sunny sky. 44 the first day of springtime on Monday. Heading towards 50 to 55 Tuesday and Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms late next week and a hint of early springtime with highs late next week close to 60 degrees. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Looking for a custom design that stands out for your business? Wanting to get your vehicle wrapped but just don't know where to go? It's Aftershock Decals and Designs. From vehicle wraps to building designs, Aftershock creates designs that make heads turn. Heck, they wrap all of Land's heating, cooling, and plumbing trucks and vans. The one where Troy Lands is waving? That's Aftershock. Aftershock decals and designs. Heck, they also do signs, banners, even amazing coffee tumblers. Check them out at AftershockDD.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Got a fantastic Stever for you today from Greenview. How would you like Greenview to come over to your place and just make a 250-foot bed of flowers and mulch and just beautify what you got there? So 250 square feet, Greenview will do that for you. I'll pay for it. If you are interested in an amazing beautification with perennials that'll come up every year, you'll learn more about Greenview and all that they can do for your yard and what they can do for your backyard and pergolas and everything else, then all you have to do is text in Greenview. Text Greenview to 217-359-2255. You'll have a chance to get this incredible $500 deal. I'll pay for it. 250 square feet of gorgeous from Greenview. Text in Greenview if you're interested in having me buy that for you. 250 square foot flower bed. That will be awesome. 217-359-2255 and good luck.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy to have Canine Officer Tara Herless in our studio. Tara, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
How is Kirby? Can I get a... I'm going to have to do this.
Right. Where's Kirby? I can figure it out.
We got to get your camera to show this unbelievable animal. Tell me about Kirby.
So he is one of our four therapy dogs at the University of Illinois Police Department, and he was donated back in December of 21. He was the fourth to be added to our team, and he is just here in the studio. I think he's coming towards you.
Okay, so we got the moving camera. Kirby, can you? You got a ball. You brought a ball to me. That's Mosey's ball, but we'll put it up there.
Very good.
There, now you can point it over there.
Uh-huh.
Show Kirby.
So how long have you been working with?
We don't see Kirby.
So he was donated
there you go.
When he was 4 months old, and now he's a year and a half. So we've been working together since December 1st of 2021. And then once September of last year hit, we actually went to Florida and got certified as a therapy canine team for law enforcement.
So I know that you worked with an officer who passed away with this motorcycle situation, and that's kind of why you're having this fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, that is in remembrance of Lieutenant Aaron Landers. He actually was partnered with Therapy K-9 Winston, who has since been retired to Aaron's family. And he was so passionate about suicide prevention and worked to train officers all across the state about suicide and how to respond to those in crisis. So we're just doing our best in the community outreach and support team to carry on the legacy that he started.
We're watching Kirby on the TV. Sorry, I'm my mind. So, okay, so we are honoring Aaron. We are honoring this event is, again, the date and the time, and how can people give money?
Okay, so Be Kind and Give Grace is a fundraiser, like I said, put on by the University of Illinois Community Outreach and Support Team, COAST for short. And it is going to be at the Cine Center on March 26th from 2 to 6 p.m. We're going to have 90's Daughter there, Pulled Pork. Mm. We're going to have a guest speaker. And within the Community Outreach and Support Team, we have a REACH team, Response Evaluation and Crisis Help. And this team pairs crisis responders with patrol officers as a co-response unit for police calls related to mental health concerns. And by using mental health professionals on scene, REACH can more effectively respond to those types of calls. And in addition to on-scene response, they actually are able to do follow-up services as well. So with doing this fundraiser, we're carrying on Aaron's legacy, and we're going to be able to have continued growth with Coast. It'll allow for improved community engagement activities, increased therapy canine visits, not only for within our campus community, but adjacent communities, and sustaining the REACH team efforts to encourage help-seeking behavior of those in crisis.
It's amazing how a dog can really make things such a different situation, especially in suicide and some of these
any sort of crisis.
Illness.
The two that are on patrol are Lollipop and Rosie, and they actually are responding to those in crisis. And once someone sees a dog, it's a different interaction. Yep. And then our fourth therapy canine, who was really our first, is Archie. He is actually partnered with the chief. So I want folks to know that these therapy dogs aren't just a resource for our campus community, but adjacent communities. We've been to nursing home, assisted livings. We apply to the hospital to be a volunteer in the PEDS unit, and we pass the background check. So we get requests from schools. We've been in Mahomet. We've been in Urbana. This is not just for our students, faculty, and staff.
That's awesome. So how do people reach Tara to find out about Kirby and a visit?
So you can go ahead and go to our police.illinois.edu website. Also, I created a QR code for folks to scan. And when you scan that, you'll be able to see information about our fundraiser, but I also put a donation link as well. So right now, Canine Kirby and I are just going from business to business, and when you bring them in, everybody just
everybody
melts.
Goes crazy. No. It's remarkable what you do. And again, this is in honor of Be Kind, Give Grace, a fundraiser again for the late Lieutenant Aaron Landers. And again, we never forget, and we pray for them and the family and how hard it is. So again, March 26th, we got a real weekend here with the Ice Arena the 25th and you the 26th. Come on, we got a busy weekend
coming. We do, and we're actually going to be there at the hockey game, not to play, but to sell raffle tickets, admission tickets, and just show awareness of our therapy dog unit.
How much a part of Kirby is your life?
You guys
are bonded at the hip a little bit, aren't
we
you?
We are. In fact, even when I'm at visits with him and I have to use the restroom, he comes with me. So he knows he's at work by wearing his collar and his bandana. That's his uniform. So when we're done for the day, I take that off and we go home, and he totally becomes just a
doggy.
Yep.
Let's play.
Yep. Plays with our 3.5-year-old daughter and his dog siblings. So he is keeping me so, so busy. We went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department, and we actually showed them what it was like to have a therapy dog on campus. And in doing so, we saw 3,000 folks, and now they're getting 2 therapy dogs.
Wow.
I've also spoken to, now I'm up to 22 police departments, university and municipality, and they're looking to start a therapy dog program.
Well, I mean, you also could work, a little side hustle would be a dog groomer. This dog is perfect.
Well, he goes to the spa. I mean, look at that double coat and all the hair. He has to have a special blowout. We tried to bathe them
every
quarter.
That's it?
Okay. Yep. But don't let that kid you. I do brush them 5 to 10 times a day.
Right.
So
I don't see much hair flying off the dog.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
As soon as we go out there.
He's always brushing it.
Well,
how are you on vehicles when you're driving around town?
So actually, I can show you the vehicle. It is a van, and it has pictures of all the therapy dogs. And literally, when I pulled into the spot right in front of your studio, 4 different people just started waving to me. Just, you know, because you see the dogs and they're so cute. How could you not, wave? I'll be driving home on 74 and people are like telling me to roll my window down because they want to see the dog in the back.
That's awesome. You're a celebrity. Tara, how can people get more information about your event coming up, Be Kind and Give Grace, in honor of Lieutenant Aaron Landers?
Head to police.illinois.edu, and I'm also going to leave that QR code with you all so that folks can go ahead and scan that.
Okay, and it's again at City Center on March 26th, and that's from 2 to
6 p.m.
Excellent.
Kirby is throwing the ball to himself.
Exactly.
It's just awesome.
He fetches with himself. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to throw it.
We have our little doggies, Mosey and Lovey, that come in here, so he's found their toys.
That's right.
So it's awesome. Listen, thank you, Tara, for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. K9 Officer Tara Herless, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. I didn't want to miss out.
Most of us will be glued to the TVs for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Right, you want to have TV watching you and Terrence, Matt, and the whole crew.
I watch plenty of footage of our games, win or lose, plus whoever's next.
Too bad you can't watch those on a Sony OLED.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store, and they're so thin.
The Sony OLEDs have the best picture, the best sound, the easiest operation. We love them.
I saw your repair bench. Can your team really work on those if they need it?
Good Vibes has been a Sony service center forever. We can fix them, install them, and explain why you want this one versus that one. We know Sony like Coach knows X's and O's.
I believe they're good, but aren't they expensive?
Short answer, no. Come into Good Vibes in March. You can get a 55-inch Sony OLED for $12.99 and deals on sizes up to 83-inch.
Well, that sounds good. Game films probably would look better. Speaking of that, I got to practice and, you know, watch some more of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
Okay.
By now, you've all heard the...
Hold on. We've got sports headlines. I'm going to read that. We're going to get the clips. I can do that. You can do that.
Okay.
I got this. I'm just going to play Brad and Coleman. And, yeah, glad you're listening. Hope you enjoyed. If you were watching, that was the best TV we've had in a long time because she was following Kirby around the floor here. And Kirby's an unbelievably beautiful baby. Okay, let's jump to sports where we get out of here today. ESPN 93.5, Illinois at 3:30 today against Arkansas. We know it's similar, all that. Going to be hard. We know. Coleman Hawkins, what do they got?
They're a physical team. They, you know, they're real aggressive in their gaps, you know, getting in and driving lanes, trying to steal your ball. They're aggressive shot blocking. And then offensively, you know, they have multiple guys who can go out and go try to get a bucket. So, you know, we're going to have to really guard our man, defend, we call it guard our yard. So really locking in on defense, like isolation ball, you know, you're one-on-one. So those are a few things we've talked about so far.
Illinois coach Brad Underwood.
Yeah, excited to be here. It's always a terrific thing to be playing this time of year. I'm excited to take on a very, very good Arkansas team. Arkansas is a team that had a great year. They got a great coach, Eric Musselman. They're a team that is electric in terms of their athleticism. I think in a lot of ways we're similar in the fact that we both had a lot of youth, some new guys that have been in the program. Muscle's done a great job, obviously, a couple of Elite Eights since his arrival there. Excited about the opportunity, excited about the new season, which is the NCAA tournament, and excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, we've lost 90% of our scoring last year. You all know that, right? Lost 9 out of 10 of our points was gone, and yet we're in the tournament. But it's been... What's it been? Our kind of really good moments, really bad moments?
Yeah, we ours hasn't been just one thing. You know, early in the year it was turnovers. The other night, you know, last game, it's, you know, you're playing pretty well, and then you string together some missed free throws. And so you don't counter those runs by getting, you know, stepping up and making free throws. You know, it's been a little bit of inconsistency from a variety of different areas. I mean, I think that happens again with young teams. I don't think there's any team in this tournament that's lost more than we lost in the last year and is here right now. You know, I think we've played through that pretty well, but I think on the other side, we've also shown tremendous spurtability, if you want to call it that. So it hasn't been just one thing. I wish we could pinpoint and say, well, it's turnovers. You know, Penn State game, we turned it over 7 times. So, you know, it's always been a little bit of hit and miss from game to game.
Do I have a chance?
Sure, absolutely. I think that, you know, and I'm not going to speak from us. I'm going to speak on our side. I think we've proven that we can beat anybody, you know, with UCLA and wins at UCLA, Texas, right down to the last possession against Virginia. We played some great basketball. The Big Ten helps prepare you for that. You know, Arkansas is a little bit different type team than what we see in the Big Ten in terms of their extreme athleticism, play a little faster maybe. But, yeah, I think that, you know, when you've got new teams, I think it's the new era with the portal. We're going to continue to do it with freshmen and build, and so we're going to have young guys out there. But there's going to be ups and downs and speed bumps. But I think in our case, and I'm sure Musk feels the same way, they got as good a chance as anybody in this year's tournament.
Okay.
Such great music.
That's it. Let's go.
Got the brackets ready.
All of our guests on the phone this morning, courtesy of Tapman's Towing, 328-2424. I'm glad you're listening. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. We're going to come back, give you weather, wrap it up here. Get ready for the game this afternoon. No Lante today because, the game's on.
I mean, we're all watching the game.
And Derek's at the game in Des Moines, Iowa. So
beat Arkansas. Go Illini.
There are people on the way that are in their orange that are driving the five-hour, 20-minute drive. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wore the old jersey today. We haven't lost every time I've worn it. So
you've not lost in that jersey?
That's right. And there was a couple times at the stadium during the jersey dance at the State Farm Center that you do this.
Yeah.
And I was featured on the scoreboard.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So you've never... You've never worn that one, and then we always win.
We always win.
Okay. Hey, you got an Io DeSumo jersey on. All right, back with the weather next, ESPN. It is 10 before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champagne and Panama is Saturday, and another one of these wind-driven late-season storms to roll across the heartland in East Central Illinois. Pale in comparison to recent storms, nonetheless, some wind and rain across the area. Pretty good dump of cold air for the weekend. A nice recovery next week, and again, more wet weather ahead late next week. In the meantime, rain breaking out across the area this morning. We'll get into some steady activity this afternoon, up to 53 and a gusty south wind. Periods of rain tonight, windy turning colder down to 33. South winds will shift to the west. They'll blow pretty good tomorrow, gusting 40 miles per hour. A little rain, snow mix, and shower fashion tomorrow morning. Afternoon sun with a high at 39. Windy colder tomorrow night. Couple of snow flurries late, low down to 21. And a windy and much colder Saturday, just 29 with a snow shower flurry in spots for the morning and late afternoon. 36 on Sunday, 44 on Monday as we welcome in springtime. Up near 50 on Tuesday, 55 Wednesday. More rain ahead next Thursday. Highs to about 60. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solution. Do you have a broken water line? Do you got water leaking up on your property? Give us a call today and we'll have our expert underground plumbers and we can replace that water line or fix it for you. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Yep, okay, so let's throw it up, see what happens, see if we can beat Arkansas. They're a fine team. You know that there are five, hear me now, there are 30 first-round draft picks in the NBA draft, right?
Okay.
30 of them, the 30 teams. There are five projected first-round picks in today's game with Illinois.
Whoa.
Terrence Shannon. And now Coleman Hawkins is projected late first round. He'll go. He's not going to be back if that's the case. And then there are three Arkansas players that are projected in the first round of the NBA draft.
Is that right?
They're McDonald All-Americans, blah, blah, blah. So they're really, really talented and fast and good and all those things. So,
oh, come on, Illini. Fire on all cylinders and make this one of the best games of the season.
Well, we certainly had enough rest. We lost last Thursday, so we had plenty of time to prepare. Mm-hmm. Arkansas won a game, I think, in the SEC before getting eliminated and won one or two. And, you know, they're a fine basketball team. I mean, remember last year we played Chattanooga, and Chattanooga, we're really favored. It was a one-point game. Coleman blocked a shot at the end. We won. And then we lose to Houston. The year before, we beat Farley Dickinson, I think. That was with Iowa and Kofi, and won that easily, and then lost to Loyola Chicago. So in the NCAA, you always lose early, and then you make a run, then you lose early, and you're shocked, and it's disappointing, all that. We've done the disappointing thing. I hope it's going to be... like surprise thing. It's just, I mean, it is a crapshoot. This whole tournament is. You have no idea who's going to win what game. I mean, you're going to see some incredible upsets. And it's just going to be fun. It's a major tournament, fantastic tournament, and wonderful when you don't care who wins. So for a few hours of stress this afternoon, it's fun to watch.
Exactly.
And then hopefully we'll play Saturday. I mean, that'd be amazing.
That would be.
It's not going to shock anybody if we lose.
That's right.
But Arkansas fans feel the same way.
Right.
They think we're going to stay because they've had ups and downs. Both of these teams have lost 6 of their last 10. So they're about the same spot. Ups and downs with young guys.
Right.
They have those three freshmen, very young,
okay,
but they're very talented.
Right.
So let's get them. All right.
Go, Illini.
Have a good day. Diane's off tomorrow.
Yeah,
have a wonderful,
happy St. Patrick's Day.
Safe trip, and thank you for being on. We
all
appreciate
right.
everything you do.
Thank you, Stevie.
We'll be right
go
back
Illini.
In the morning. We'll bring you Friday. We'll bring you all the information on the game and all the sound and everything you'll need to know tomorrow morning on the radio. Again, thank you for listening, ESPN 93.5. Have a great Thursday, and go Illini!
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Upgrade your home comfort and save big with spring savings from Mattex. Now, for a limited time, take up to $1,200 off select new heating and cooling systems from Central Illinois' most trusted service provider. And with Mattex's flexible financing options, you won't have to wait to take advantage of these incredible savings while they last. Call today or schedule your appointment online and get five-star service that's guaranteed. Mattex. Feel the difference.
Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar presents Lucky Who with St. Patrick's Day specials March 17th and 18th. Enjoy Irish favorites like a Reuben sandwich with fries or corned beef and cabbage with new potatoes and creamy horseradish sauce. Of course, there's Guinness, Irish coffee, and greenlit pitchers. Food available for dine-in or carry-out. Call 217-819-5005 for your St. Patrick's Day festivities Houlihan's, located at 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Hi, Stevie J. Got a fantastic Stever for you today from Greenview. How would you like Greenview to come over to your place and just make a 250-foot bed of flowers and mulch and just beautify what you got there? So 250 square feet, Greenview will do that for you. I'll pay for it. If you are interested in an amazing beautification with perennials that'll come up every year, you'll learn more about Greenview and all that they can do for your yard and what they can do for your backyard and pergolas and everything else, then all you have to do is text in Greenview. Text Greenview to 217-359-2255. You'll have a chance to get this incredible $500 deal. I'll pay for it. 250 square feet of gorgeous from Greenview. Text in Greenview if you're interested in having me buy that for you. 250 square foot flower bed. That will be awesome. 217-359-2255 and good luck. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.